All right, so here's what we've got going on for this module. This is going to be awesome. So we've got some other chairs here, so you know something's going on. We're not going to punch through them. Well, you can if you really want to, as long as they still are operational. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a panel that comes up. Because here's why. This is super important, is that last night we wrote our fears down. We put them down. We looked at the walls that we keep coming up against in our life and our business all the time. We wrote them down and we broke through them. We broke through those barriers. We broke through those walls. We literally broke through the boards. And today we talked about some marketing concepts and things that you can do to take your knowledge and the things that you can do to get customers in the before, the during, and the after unit. But sometimes that's still not enough. Sometimes it's like it still seems like even though you broke through in those areas that it can still sometimes be further away, and you want it so bad, but it's still further away. So the purpose of this panel is to bring that in closer, and I want you to meet people that have taken those steps, that made that decisive action, that have made that commitment to break through, to take the first step on the glass, but then they've kept taking the second step, and the third step, and the fourth step. And they've just taken these teachings. We've worked together. They're called our fire starters. And it's folks that every one of us, we've all been in the exact same spot. Every one of us is wired exactly the same way. And what I mean by that is we all started with that feeling inside of us that something wasn't right, that something was pissing us off. It was me on that balcony that I was just so pissed off. Why was I so unhappy? Why so alone? And why did I need something to shift? They were in the exact same spot. And every single one of us have either been there or either you are there now. And we all have to have that breakthrough moment to start the change. But what I want to make sure that's solidified is that for all of us, that we can connect the dots between wherever it is that you are now and wherever it is that you want to go. And what this panel represents are people that have made decisive decisions, they're taking action, and they're taking that step, and they're just getting better every day. They're surrounding themselves with amazing people, and they're just getting better every single day. So what I want to do is I want to welcome our inspiration panel of Firestarters. Let's give a round of applause. Come on up. Come on up. Let's do it. Switch. No, I'm kidding. It's all good. Well, welcome everybody. So I'm super excited because you all have just awesome stories and awesome things that have happened. And so we're going to dive in. And basically, it's a couple things I want to mention real quick too is we're going to go through, we're going to do the panel. I want to just have you guys just make sure, you know, after this whole module, we're going to take a break for dinner and just make sure you get your buns back in here. We're going to do some hot seats and have a lot of Q&A. So I had to run after the last break and we had a couple people that are like, I just had one quick question. And we're going to get to all that later tonight too. So just make sure that you just keep that in mind. And so we're going to kind of hold questions on the panel, but we're just going to go back and forth and just hear what, you know, kind of where you were and just some of the cool things that you've done to break through and then how in, you know, working together where things have gotten to. So we're going to kick things off with Rebecca. So let's give a hand for Rebecca. Welcome to the stage. These lights are a little bright, aren't they?
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all good. I feel like I need some blue blockers though sometimes up here.
Yeah, it's a little warm up here.
It's a little toasty. So why don't you just give a quick overview. Let's talk about, you know, real quick, what's your moment on fire? And then tell us about your business and tell us about some progress you've made just in the past few months in your business. Let's hold the mic up a little bit.
Okay.
There you go.
So let's see, my moment on fire. Actually, I wasn't quite ready for that question.
Doozy.
Well, I'm just an entrepreneur at heart, and I was in a university system. So I have a doctorate degree in clinical psychology, and I was in a university system, and the new president was changing things on us, and I thought, you know, I don't need to take this, and quit.
Woohoo! I don't have to what for it? I don't have to stand for it. I don't have to stand for it. Quit.
So, but problem was that then I became self-employed and created my own job.
What quadrant is that? Bam. What side? The what Marshall side? Sorry, I won't do this to everybody. I'm just getting crazy with it.
So I've been trying to work myself out of my own job now, you know? And a year ago, June, about a year and a half ago, I was at a Ryan Dice event, and you came and spoke. And I'd been playing around with internet marketing things that actually very much helped with my job I created for myself. And that, you know, that was kind of helpful to know some internet marketing things. But I saw you on stage, and you talked about Facebook marketing. You laid out how to get likes, the like campaign, and some overview on ads. And so I was at the back of the room signing up. I probably would have been the first in line. Somebody bumped in front of me signing up for your Facebook ads right away. And then, but I started at the entry level, right? I didn't jump all the way in at the elite level. And then after, you know, hanging out with you for a year and just loving all of the products, like, I'm an information I just love information, right? So I like to watch all those webinars, and I like to go back and replay them and take notes on them, and I get kind of stuck in my head sometimes and not doing action. That then when it came around this year, I decided I would jump in and become a fire starter.
Bam. Yeah. It's fast action. Give a hand for that. Well, and I think, I mean, what's cool is, I mean, I think that it's, there was something that happened at that event with Ryan Dice, I mean, that compelled you to say, you know what, I need to, there's something that I want, and I got to find them the resources, the plan to grab it. And yeah, you know, invested in it, and it started our business relationship, you know, started with buying one of our courses, and then, you know, basically that escalated into becoming a fire starter. And I think that, you know, we haven't really talked much about what that actually means. So what would you say? So you dig the information products, and
and you just keep adding to them. Right?
I do.
So that's so cool.
That's part of that during unit, the results deliver more thing.
So since then, now I have my own products that aren't, like, I have this other, what I'm going to call my job products that aren't really my own in the same sort of a way as creating a business, you know, trying to get in the other quadrant. So I have some of my own products now. I did a virtual summit this spring with, I have some really good anchor folks there.
Nice.
And we'll have another one coming up this next spring. I'm doing monthly webinars. I'm doing really webinars on a regular basis, monthly webinars. And my list has grown. So I have it's not a huge list, but it's a great list. I have about 5,000 on it and with an 87% open rate.
Whoa. That's incredible.
That's from the Facebook targeting ads. That's from the ads.
How crazy is that? 5,000 people on a list, 87% open rate. That trumps, most people have a 10% open rate. And you can just see the connection that you have with them. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, congrats. That is so huge. And you know what's really cool is I'm excited to drill down at a mastermind and to find ways to really optimize that. Because it went from, you see what was going on? Think about the quadrant. From employee to self-employed. And, you know, she's right at the cusp of breaking out to that the business owner side. Because with that size list is more than enough. More than enough to have a B quadrant business by a lot. And at 87% open rate, there is financial freedom written up and down on that. Because that size of a list and that many leads, it just comes down to what are we going to do in 2015 together to monetize those leads. And you've been doing awesome before unit bringing them in. And now it's time to monetize those leads and turn that into that, you know, multiple six-figure business with all the knowledge that you have and the list that you've built.
It all started with a like campaign and then learning how to do those Facebook ads.
It's so crazy. When you learn, when you teach a woman to fish, she goes out and gets a 5,000 person email list and 87% open rate. But you can see that. It's like, so what she did, I mean, you learned the before unit strategy.
I want to say it's not an easy market either. As a really one thing's why it's good is because it's really highly niched. But I work with like the most non-techie people in the universe, which is therapists. Mm. So, you know, we're people. And so it's a really highly targeted list. It's partly why it's so good. But it's also a tough because it's all online stuff, right?
Right. So I just want to just give you congrats for taking action. I mean, it's cool. You know, we've got a members area that has tens of thousands of dollars of courses, and you've taken those and really taken to the next level. And I think that big thing I'm most excited about is to take that list and to truly monetize it and quadrant jump. So it's like you're right there. I mean, can you see with that list and what she's accomplished so far? It's like the next spot is going from S to B. Does that make sense? How cool is that? So round of applause. Thanks. So awesome. Awesome work. Been fun. So next we've got Chatty. So we heard a little bit about just your story on ideal target market. And I think it's just been super fun, you know, hanging with you. And you know, we do mastermind events. And I'd love for you to just share with the group just, you know, what your experience been like, you know, and how you've went from where to where, you know, and where are you going? What board are you breaking through next?
Got it. I was very, to begin with, I was very selective as to who I wanted to work with and align myself with. And it wasn't an easy decision for me to begin with, but I knew it was, once I make that decision, once I make that commitment, it was something that I'm going to play full out with. So that's where it began. And I said, I'm just going to model whatever. Okay, whatever. If this person is doing where, you know, what I want to do in my company and how I want to lead, you know, my audience, I'm just going to like model them as close as I possibly can. So I thought, I got on the phone with Ryan, and we had a great conversation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, but even though I said what I said to myself, I began with an excuse. I was talking to Ryan, you know, just about getting involved, and I was like, but Ryan, I'm leaving the country for a month. And his response was like, do you have internet? And I was like, yes. And he's like, well, we can do it online. So I jumped in. I got involved. And I'd say the biggest struggle I had at that time is I got a very good message. I got a very good audience, but I was very inconsistent. So I wanted to create consistency. And number one, it began by first identifying exactly who is the person I want to work with, because I love what I do, but I hated what I do, if that makes any sense. Okay.
You built that job for yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And built up something that just wasn't fun.
Yeah. And I had a good income from it.
Yeah.
And
you're killing it. Crushing it.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, how do I give up this client? I go, well, you know, you just replace the client. So anyways.
Say it.
So what I did in the last 6 months, I'll just go very fast of everything I did. So number one, I identified exactly who is the person I want to work with. I got rid of the people that I do not want to work with on a professional level. In a professional way, I kept the doors open, but in a different way. I said I want to do less one-on-one coaching. I want to do more online training. So I created a couple of different programs. And I'm going to speak about the program in a second too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then what I did is I created a podcast. I'm getting approximately between my audio and video podcast about 10,000 downloads a month, which I think is very good.
That's awesome, man. That's huge.
And I modeled it exactly after you. You were doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, Monday I'll do a mindset tip. Wednesday I'll do the Q&A just like you. And Friday I'll do like a strategy thing. So I started with that. And I was like, but I don't want to monetize it. Like, how would I do it? I was like, I don't even want to figure that out. So I said, well, these guys say that this episode is sponsored by this guy and this guy. So I started saying, this episode is sponsored by one of my products. So my products were sponsoring that.
So freaking awesome, right?
So that was so cool. And somebody asked me yesterday, have you made any money off of that? And I really never, like, really kept track of it. And then I started to recall conversations of people saying, well, I found you on the podcast, and then I went to your website. And remember, I didn't have any products featured on my website because that's broken. You know, so somebody would send me like, you know, contact, you know, the contact thing. Yeah. And then I could recall at least a couple of people giving me $12,000 each. So I was like, I did about 67 episodes. I'd say I'm making about $1,000 per episode in profit off the podcast. So that's been a nice increase.
That's freaking awesome. And I want a first round of applause for that. And here's the thing. So, dude, so that audience, how much did you pay iTunes to build that audience?
Absolutely nothing. And here's the thing. Watch this. My 17-year-old son is doing it for me.
It's freaking awesome.
He just takes the video and then he does all the whatever he does. I don't even want to know what he does. So
delegate.
That's another breakthrough. That's another breakthrough. Nick said you need someone to do your stuff for you. Stop overthinking it at the mastermind. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I totally gave up trying to overanalyze things and do things and all that good stuff. So that's number one, the podcast. Number two. Oh, there's more breakthroughs. Can I just share
all of them? Yeah, dude, go crazy. I mean, this is the inspiration panel. I just wanted. Yeah. The point is for everyone to be like, dang, this stuff works. It's possible.
All right, so the second breakthrough, no order of importance, is because I was leaving to Dubai for a month, I was putting together a webinar. And then I got on the phone with Valerie to do Facebook ads, and she told me what to do. I spent $498. Thank you very much for that. But I wanted to back out of it. I got the options, but I wanted to back out of it because you were teaching us how to do the webinar the right way. And I've had like very bad experiences with webinars before. I've done them, but never like really made any money from them. So this one, I was trying to back out of it. And then AZ's like, no, imperfect action. You got to honor your word. You got to do this. These people relying on you. Don't say technology broke down, this or that. No excuses. So I did the webinar. And immediately after the webinar, during the webinar, some guy was like messing with me and saying, oh, come on, speed up. Where's the meat and the potatoes and all that good stuff? Because he said, do the story. So I was trying to do my story. And so that kind of like ticked me off, and I wanted to get off the webinar, but I didn't. But after I got off the webinar, I was like very, very tense, very stressed. I was like, I'll just go make a hookah and smoke a hookah right now.
That's a requirement of being a fire starter, by the way.
Yeah, so I didn't want to check my emails or anything like that. And you know what? I was very, very pissed off because I had a feeling that I wasn't going to make any money again. And sure enough, because you said 10%.
Conversion, yeah.
Yeah, conversion. And I had about 50 people on the webinar. And so I was like, okay, 10%, that's got to be 5 sales. But I only made 2 sales at $500 each. But then again, 3 other people that were on the webinar did not buy what I was selling on that webinar, but bought a $12,000 coaching program from me each. So that imperfect action and $500 Facebook ad resulted in $37,000. So
that is so freaking awesome, man. That's so cool. And that there's so many nuggets. It's the imperfect action. I mean, how easy would it have been to, I'm busy, I'm traveling to set, to not do it. And that's one of the things. It's like, I mean, yeah. It took that little push to, you know, from one of our coaches to say, give it that imperfect action, man. So that's huge. And that just, I mean, is it me or does that give you more feeling like you can get to that side and you can do this or less?
More,
right? I mean, that's why we're doing this panel. I mean, it's that this stuff is we all start at the same spot, you know, and it's really helpful and inspiring to surround yourself with people that are coming up to challenges and pushing through them each time. So cool. So I don't want to slow you down. Or I don't want
Okay, one more.
Yeah, one more. Yeah. I love it.
I'm on fire. All right. So here's another one with the help of AZ. Okay. I teach NLP, neuro-linguistic programming as well too, but the sales and persuasion and influence part of it, not the psychological part of it. And last year I put through that course about 150 people, so that was 6 figures just from running that course. But it was so hard to bring that many people into the course at one time. So what did I do? Because there was so much difficulty with it, I was like, I don't care about the 6 figures. I want a life on fire. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through that. So then with AJ and AZ both did. So what we did is I was like, instead of trying to go out there and get 100 people to the program to let it be worth it financially, why don't we triple the amount of money that we charge for it? And I was like, triple the amount of money for it? You know, like that's a lot of money. So we ended up tripling the amount of money I charge for it and bringing in less people. And I opened it up and I sold out the first 3 groups. Each one I opened it up, I sold it out in less than 2 hours.
Crazy. And you can see the mindset shift because here's the thing. he wasn't happy. I mean, you're a six. We talk about, all right, what would you do with an extra $10,000 a month? He's there. He's got that. That's awesome. But the thing is that it's how are you making that money? And if that's not fun for you, then what's so cool is it's just that conversation and that switch where you went from having high volume, low dollar amount, to saying, you know, I'm going to be that premium brand. I got the skills. I know I can create results and I can add those results in the during unit. And he flipped it. And it's like now you've got much smaller clients, much more targeted, and charging three times as more and sold it out. Like, how cool is that from an outside perspective for someone to look at your business and say, that's where you should make that move. Switch that around there. Because when we're inside, we can't see it ourselves. So congrats, man.
Thank you.
There any more hiding up there in the sleeves?
Yeah, but that's enough.
That's it. All right, give a hand for Chatty, man. That's cool. Next, we have Molly. So would you like to say your name to the group?
Hi, everyone. I'm Molly.
Hi, Molly.
There we go. Nailed it. Rocket ship. Where is Mike and Robin? I feel lost without them. There they are. What's up? They're just cracking pistachios over there.
I do actually live in the Rocket City, Huntsville, Alabama.
Even better.
Random fun fact.
I love that.
So do you want me to go, or are you going to ask me a question?
Awkward pause. All right. For a second there, I just totally forgot I was moderating this. We had this really interesting gaze. She's like looking at me, and I'm looking at her like... Oh, the rocket ship really just threw me off on a tangent. All right, so present. All right, so let's do this. So just to let everyone know just about, I think it's a really cool story. I think it's very inspirational because I think for some of you guys, you heard that Molly's going to be, you're going to be leaving your company. So just help paint that picture for us. So, you know, before we started working together, maybe where you're at, and now you've got a pretty badass plan to say adios muchacho.
Awesome. Yeah. So my job that I'm leaving is as an engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers. So it's actually a decent job. You know, my parents are super proud. I went through school, did engineering, and did everything you're supposed to do. But there was just something that was missing, like you always say. And I think it was, looking back at it from everything I've done this past year, I realized that I wasn't congruent in who I was and where I was working. So I don't want to hate on the government. But the way that business was operating was not the way that I felt like it should be done. There's a lot of things that are done to waste money, to spend money, and I'm all about being efficient and doing it the right way. And so that was eating at me. But also the fact that, if you don't know already, if I haven't met you, I am gay, I have a wife, and I was not able to be out in my workplace because I work for the government. And at that time, DOMA was not... DOMA was still in effect at that time. So I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel like I could do that and without losing my job. So there were a couple different reasons why I felt not in the right place. And so I came out, I made the decision to become a fire starter actually before I even really knew who you were. I was just like, I just needed to do something. And I have the technical ability to do it, but it was a mindset that was really holding me back of, you know, can I do this? Because my parents, my mom's a nurse, my dad was an office manager. They've always been in the rat race. I didn't know what entrepreneurship was, so I really just played full out. You know, I went to your event in January, had some really big breakthrough sessions when we had our hot seat with Michael Burnoff.
That was crazy.
We went to Arizona for Michael Burnoff's event, where it's even crazier. You jump a lot more than you're jumping right now, by the way.
This is half mode of jumping.
Lots of jumping, lots of dancing as well. Which I love, which I'm doing the one after dinner, so make sure you come back for that because it's going to be awesome. So I just lost, I think. I had skill sets and I just didn't know how to utilize them and I figured and I went through all of this and I realized that I just didn't have the mindset. Mm. And I'm still getting there. You know, you always have another
board to break.
You really do.
It's a hell of a metaphor now.
I don't think we didn't break boards at Michael Burnoff's or any of the other ones, but you know, I did break metaphorical boards at those events. I think
a couple things is I think one thing that's awesome about what's transpired is we think about branding, we think about We have to be known for something. We've got to be able to create results for people somehow, or else we can't be effective as an entrepreneur. We got to define what it is. And sometimes you need help to figure that out, because it's hard when you're defining your own stuff. But I mean, so tell us, just what did you settle on? You know what I mean? And I hate the word settle, but what did you discover that, you know, you're going to do?
Yeah. So, business? I mean, I had learned a lot of things, and I was an info person as well. And I learned SEO and websites, and I had my engineering background. I did some civil engineering with buildings and 3D modeling, and I also did software. So I really focused in on the websites, and then I kind of went into SEO, and then I kind of went into social media and Facebook ads. And those were all awesome, but there was just something missing. And then when I got to the marketing automation and all of that, like, it just fit from my engineering background and being able to tie that in and really seeing the need for detail-oriented back ends of what you guys are what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the need, and I knew that I had the technical background to do it. And I also love working with entrepreneurs, because I love to have fun at my job, and I'm creating my brand is all about having fun and about being energetic, being yourself. And, you know, I found my purpose through all of this, which is like being a role model for LGBT and inspiring and educating and really making a difference in that environment. But to do that, I have to live it. So being up here is part of that process, because I'm not a big public speaker.
Well, that's the old way. This is
that's
new
the
way.
Old way. So now I'm up here, and I'm doing the dance session. So I'm
Nancy's doing a dance
session.
I am
throwing myself out there.
You know what I'm saying? You're going straight at it, going straight at the fears and the dance thing, you know, being up here. But like, think about how awesome that your story is. I mean, what's cool is that to find our purposes, we have to sometimes just take the steps. So, you know, she came into our community. You know, we had some awesome breakthroughs at our masterminds, and good things were happening. But in, you know, for some people, we can figure it out right away. You know, for you, you came in and you started exploring things. We had enough information products for you to dive in and explore stuff. And I'm sure you had other things that you were, you know, looking at. And so, I mean, you at one point were doing some like social media marketing consulting and Facebook marketing stuff, but it was just taking those steps and those actions so that you could see if you liked it or not. I mean, that's kind of like for me as an entrepreneur in my 20s of trying the real estate and doing this and do that. So to find our purpose, sometimes we've got to know that wherever we're at, we're not happy with. And we've got to make the decision that we're going to do something about it. And then even if we don't freaking know what it is, you took the steps, you're surrounded with the right community, you took the steps to try stuff. And how cool is it that you totally found the perfect fit for your story, your stance, and your personality, and your skill sets? And so I think what's awesome with Molly now is like now, 2015, you think about how can she be set up to run this business? You literally have a 7-figure business with this company that you can create leverage. You can hire other Infusionsoft consultants underneath you at some point. Maybe not 2000. I mean, it depends how fast you want to move.
That's a goal in 2015.
But
that's,
I mean, I love already it. Happening. And what's so cool is that think about how tight this market is. And I want to paint a picture of how she can advertise this out. So by being a consultant for Infusionsoft, for those of you that don't know, they're here as a sponsor. And it's a software system that all your leads, when someone opts in their email, you go into that software platform. And it's a way that you could basically manage the whole business from it. I mean, we use Infusionsoft. We manage the entire business from it. But it's complicated. I mean, my mindset, and I know what I'm not good at, I can't even log into the thing. Literally. I used to, when I first got started, I had to do it all. But it's not what I'm good at. So even if I want to report, I'm like, I do calls with Ryan, and he'll go in and get it, because even going in there, I'm like, I freak out. And it's not that complicated, but it's there's a lot of moving parts, but it runs the whole business. And the cool thing is that for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's not our skill set. We want to do what we're passionate about in our craft, and I want to be out doing this. I want to be with you guys. I don't want to be back there trying to figure stuff out and pull reports and manage all the lead funnels and everything. So what's so cool is that she's an engineer. She loves that. And that skill set is so incredibly valuable for so many people. And I mean, how many people in this room are just like, you know what, when your business, when you bringing in leads, there's someone right there, there's one right there. I mean, there's like one right there. Like here, how about that one right there? You know, I mean, there's like, it's such a valuable skill set. So see how the results that she has, now she's a package that we can market the out of and get to a 7-figure business. And so what's so cool is that if she ran Facebook ads, it's like you start doing
work. Target Infusionsoft.
Yeah, target Infusionsoft, yeah. And like what I love is like, you know, you start working with someone, right? And we're going to start doing business together, and it's going to be so easy. So for her and us to tap into our network, and we share her, it's like how much business is there. But like, we do some stuff together, and if you can come in, look at what we're doing, make our lives easier, more fun, and relieve Ryan of a whole bunch of stress, yeah, and help us make more money by being more efficient and offering better service to our folks in our email list. And that story creates that webinar. And that webinar is a case study of how I helped Life on Fire increase by an extra, 18% in revenue in a month, or whatever that story is, or make an extra $10,000 in a month, whatever the story is that she does with an anchor client, that becomes a webinar, and she targets people that like Infusionsoft on Facebook, and every dollar that she puts in, let's get her back 5 or 10, and in that process, there's a seven-figure business. I've got friends that have a similar business that they have seven-figure businesses as an Infusionsoft consultant. So it's just so cool. You can model that and just create the right plan, and you're going to absolutely crush it. Last day of work is what, December 31st?
Right at the end of the new year.
Round of applause for that. That's freaking cool. That's so cool. All right, so this is really, I'm not biased, or this isn't favorites or anything, but this is something that just happened. And so I want to give you something, because so Karen and I, we just met. Actually, how did we meet? That's an interesting story.
Yes.
Didn't have to do with the kidney stone? Mm-hmm. All right, so say your name first.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen.
Hi,
Karen.
Actually, it happened a little bit before that.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, you helped on her webinar.
Okay.
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, yeah. Wagner.
And I was in Hollywood, California, Melrose, and Kathy called me. She just had her webinar, and she told me that she brought in six figures, and I pulled over. I'm like, you did what? And I knew that she worked with you. So, and I realized I'm really glad you didn't have your event in July, because this
wouldn't have happened this way.
It wouldn't have happened. So Nick just started to pop into my world.
Everywhere.
And I don't know what this says about me, but that kidney stone video,
I share it all. If you follow me on my personal Facebook, there's nothing left untold.
Yeah. So I thought he just worked out. So I watched his video, and the realness of you just sharing that. Yeah, and then
I think, just so there's no, so you're not wondering.
Have you seen this video?
Raise your hand if you've seen the kidney stone video. All right, so I randomly had this awful experience of having a kidney stone, which is not a comfortable hunk of whatever they are, a rock or something. And it was an awful experience, and it was a crazy experience, and what part of what happened is it just came out of the blue and out of nowhere. And long story short, I literally prayed that whatever is like in me, I need this to end, because the pain was like absolutely excruciating, and then it did, like, and it was incredibly gross and disgusting. So whatever it was came out, the kidney stone. And so I was so excited that I went from the most excruciating pain, they compare it to like a woman having birth. I gave birth, and I'm doing something, and I was like, I just gave birth, hallelujah. And it was like, this is crazy. I don't know. So that's why I did that, but I still don't know why I did that. But apparently we're still working together now. So
So it was that video. It was the engagement video. And then I saw you connecting with big people. And I was like, yeah.
Strategies are working. And so, I mean, that's pretty cool, because we met for the first time in person on Wednesday, and today's, I think, Saturday, and we talked for the first time, I think it was like either Monday or like Saturday, a few days before. And so Karen came in and, I mean, signed up as a Firestarter Elite. So we've got two packages. We've got Firestarter Pro and Firestarter Elite, and it's $36,000, and that's, the old way of thinking at $36,000 is a what? It's a big investment. But she looked at us, we had a conversation, and it was like, you know what? You believe that you're obviously going to make what? More than that, I hope.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is, it was an easy decision for you to jump on board. And what was crazy is that how it happened, And I just felt like a connection. It was like, when I know that I can help somebody and I know that I can have radical growth like Andrea and with other fire starters, and it was like, I just knew that I was like, this is a crazy situation and a crazy story, and as much planning, as much prep, and as much stuff that's happening and going on, I was like, you know what? We need to do the VIP day right away. Let's not wait. Like, it's so much cooler to do it. The faster we can do it, the better. And so I was like, let's do it Wednesday. And it's just in a couple days that she was just like, but don't you have this huge event? Like, that's like right around, that's like next week. Like, it was right around the corner. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be great because I know what's going to happen. We're going to sit down, we're going to meet, and it's going to be a total breakthrough, and we're going to create a plan for you that's going to totally blow your mind and expand your mind in a way that you didn't think possible. And it's going to be a cool story to share. And so she said yes. And so I want everyone to see your face when I say two words. Operation Paris. So it's a snow globe of the Eiffel Tower. And so tell them about Operation Paris. And tell them about how, let's first start with how you came into the meeting.
So I came into the meeting with you really in a place similar to your story. I moved to California, bought a lot of nice things, and I realized I'd come to a place in my business where I was really stuck and not happy. And the amazing thing about meeting you is that I've hid what I've really wanted to do. That's why I became stuck. Mm-hmm. And so in our VIP time, you were really, you just mapped it out for me.
Well, and so what was cool is that the first thing we did when we sat down is I wanted you to see and experience the difference between being in state and not. And so what was cool is when we first sat down, we were talking about what you wanted and where she wanted to go. And it was incredibly challenging because it's just like, you know, all these different things. And it's like, well, I don't know if I want to be on the East Coast or the West Coast. And it was a lot of just, it was what we do. There were mind chatter and things. And then so I asked you, and we did the moment on fire, right? Because if you're going to plan your life out, do we want to be in state or out of state? In state, you know, to plan your life. You know, we want to be in the right state of mind of it during the VIP day. And what was cool is I'd love for you to share what your moment on fire is when you think about that move and share what happened with that, because that set the precedent for the rest of the day. And then it was just boom. It was one thing after the next, and we ended up in a really cool spot. So just share with us what happened there.
Yeah, so my moment on fire was in August of 2011. I decided that I was going to radically grow my business. And I came home on September 4th, and I walked into my home, and I realized something was wrong. And what it was is my husband, he left me, and he didn't tell me he was leaving. And at that point, you know, I had a daughter who was 9 years old, and I was not making enough money to take care of her and I. And so I remember walking into the bedroom and thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I'm not going to be a victim. So I thought, well, the first thing you're going to do is replace his income. And so when I walked into the bedroom, I found this letter. And it said, you know, just all this stuff about how basically I'm wrong for chasing my dream. I'm too big of a risk taker. And I was in the best shape of my life, and I knew I was not going to fail. And so I took that letter, and I just laid back in the bed, and I felt a sense of relief, even though I didn't know how I was going to do it.
That is badass.
Badass. So,
and the move, right? I think the move that you did.
Yeah. And so literally 30 days after he left, I was doing a figure competition. I was walking across the stage in a bikini. I had brought in $75,000 in my business. And I thought, I can do anything.
Woo! Now check this out. When you shared that, I then asked you, when was the last time you thought about that?
have been, I just became stuck.
Became stuck. And so it's crazy that what we want to do is we've all experienced the moment on fire, right? So you can see how you can kind of see how this is all tying together is that she was stuck and, you know, we harnessed the power of that event and realized that she's already broken through before. She's already made that $75,000. We actually just need to go back to doing something awesome that she's already done. Is it easier to do something that we've already done?
Yeah.
Right? So so that all together became a little bit easier, more pliable, easier to work with. And when that happened, you had that competition. And it's like, well, let's just double down on this. Let's just, you know, make sure without any questions that this thing is going to totally crush. And it's like, let's map out a plan for the business, but then let's also make sure that you carve out time where you're really getting that time into the gym or whatever that you want to do to feel whatever the way that you felt. I mean, you know, and it's like, because we can use our physical bodies to also create additional confidence. It's not to say you don't look beautiful as is or you're not confident, but we all need more confidence. So why not create a plan in your business and create a plan to have that life and fire in your life at the same time? And so what's cool is that when we then dove into ideal target market and all these other things that the plan that you were saying, the plan that you created for yourself was actually something that she didn't enjoy doing. Sounds strikingly familiar to Chatty, right? Working with all those clients that you weren't crazy about working. And so what I'd like you to do is to share with everybody just the moment that which Operation Paris became evident and then what that is and how we then mapped out a plan for it.
Yeah, so Operation Paris became evident when I told you what I wanted to do. And you were like, yeah, let's do this. I was like, really?
This sounds really basic and common sense, but like when we're in it and we're stuck, it's like I literally said this question, what would you do if you had all the money in the world and you could just do anything? What would that be? I would go to Paris. I would have a retreat in Paris surrounded by people that I would love to work with. And I would, you know, have this retreat experience and we would get a stylist and get photos done and we would be about food and we would have all these amazing, you know, experiences around food. And I'm like, so it sounds like an excursion. Yeah, it'd be like an excursion. And then I was like, so why don't you do that? And what's crazy is that, not crazy in a bad way or anything, but it's the reason you couldn't do that. And the block was that she already does retreats. And that when she does a retreat, she pays for everything for everybody. And I was like, well, just do the retreat in Paris and get everything that you want. And she's like, well, it wouldn't make sense. You couldn't pay for everyone and everything in Paris. But it was like, it was just a different model. That's okay. Our masterminds, it's like, you know, we'll pick up a lot of stuff. But it's like, if we're going to go do jet skis and do things like that or excursions, it's okay for you to not pay for that. That's there. You get it at cost and they pay for that. And it was that one shift that allowed you to think of like, you know what, I could just do what I love and have those retreats in Paris and then bring the right people to Paris and have a couple of these amazing retreats per year where you're truly doing what you love for work. And the other things that you don't love doing, you let them fall on the wayside, just like Chatty, you know?
Yeah.
And so just let it, share with us just about like the plan you have now.
So I have this really amazing plan. I had made a connection with somebody, and I didn't really know how to tap into it. And Nick just went boom with me and mapped it all out. I mean, it's really a 90-day plan?
About 90 days.
90-day plan.
Yeah, and so share with them about, I mean, who it is, like, and how it's going to be executed. Like, with Patty and... Because I think that there's a lot of people...
I have to say it out loud, right? Yeah, so I have this...
Now it's going to make sure it happens. Public accountability.
Yeah. I have developed a really great relationship with the Millionaire Matchmaker.
Woo! Ignite, babies!
Yeah. And instinct has told me there is something really great here for you. And I really didn't know how to approach it. And I definitely didn't want to come off as give, give, give. And Nick really just mapped out the plan of how I'm going to partner with her from a place of being equal to gain that celebrity status and to fill an event of 100 people in February and to make the retreat excursions happen.
In 90 days. And so check this out.
That's
like,
intense.
It's so cool, right? And so she wants to be in Paris with a mastermind group. So a mastermind is just a collection of like-minded people that go somewhere together and do really cool stuff and have breakthroughs. That's one of the things that we do. That's what Karen's been awesome at doing, but she's always wanted to do them in Paris and stuff. So it's like, all right, well, let's plan to do that. So how does she get the customers, new customers, to join her in Paris that have this life-changing retreat in Paris? Well, the cool thing is that we just need you to have more leads. So it's before units. All that has to happen is, you know, there's a couple ways. She can do a free event kind of like this and get the right people in the room, and she could share with them this retreat and this excursion to Paris. Boom, sign up people that way. You could do a webinar. There's lots of different ways to get people in. And then I said, well, there's no doubt in my mind. You could run Facebook ads. You could share what makes you brilliant and what makes you and the gifts that you have to share. And you could run Facebook ads, the same playbook that we used for this. We can give to you. We can help you out with that and get people in the room the same way. And it's, as far as cash flow goes, when someone puts up the $97 deposit, that offsets our ad expense. Now, if everyone hands in the refundable check, yeah, you got to, of course, pay that money back. But you guys all saw our invest in yourself plan, you know, and so a percentage will and percentage won't, but it makes cash flow easy. So the thing is that for Karen's plan is that what's another way to just create that explosive growth? And so she just was like, we're in state, we're having fun. And then she was just like, yeah, so I've got really great relationship with Patty Stanger. And it's like, okay, that's an anchor client if I've ever heard or seen of one. And so she's a celebrity. So then the cool thing is that all we have to do is, and she's done some work with Patty, so you've got cell phone access, she's willing to help, Patty loves her. And so it's not just you interview Patty, it's a webinar that's done online where you two are teaching something together. Because now she's at Patty's level. In the same way that she looked at me and said, I trust Nick, here's $36,000 because we're going to make multiple six figures, the same thing's going to happen with you and Patty. And so guess who she's going to target? Patty's audience, which is a big or small audience. Fucking big one. Big, huge audience. And guess where that event's going to be held? In LA, the first step is she's going to do a webinar with Patty for brand positioning and to create leads. That webinar is going to be done in January. And the whole thing is that webinar, you're going to be able to bring in leads so fast and have those leads come to a live in-person event that happens in February. The same weekend that your existing retreat's already going to be in town for social proof. Kind of like, we have an event here and these guys are in town. This is cool, right? It's awesome. So the thing is that when you run that webinar, you're going to have 100 people at least in the room. It depends on how much you want to spend. You could have 200 if you want to invest more and spend more. But if 100 feels good, we'll go with 100. You may be able to have Patty show up. And the cool thing is that when you have those people in the room, you have all those leads. Is she looking for a ton of people to go to Paris with, or a few?
A few.
You have 100 people in the room. There's 10 people right there. There's 20 people right there. At normal rates, you know, it's like 10 people right there. But those 10 people are signing up for her program. That was $15,000? $20,000. $20,000 program. And that's to be part of her exclusive group where her results, and she's got a whole track record of amazing things she does with her female, you know, her women clients that she creates breakthrough with. And she has her own value proposition and unique gifts and talents to share. And she'll be in Paris before the end of the summer doing this thing. And what's cool is, so how does she get there from leaving that VIP day? Well, she's plugging in. She's here today and this weekend. The other thing is it's baby steps. You know, in her weekly plan, it's calling a travel agent. That's no different than me having the guts to call Sage from Sage and to book this. She calls the travel agent, books Paris, and now that's real. That's her breaking through the board. Does that make sense? So cool.
Yeah, and you mapped out each piece of, you know, each date for each email, which takes out kind of that, the how.
Confusion.
You just have that plan. Yeah.
And I just want to say, so the cool thing is like, you know, having me to help you do that is, I mean, it's awesome to map all these things out, but at the end of the day, who's implementing?
Me.
Who's going to make sure it happens?
Me.
Who's not going to take no for an answer?
Me.
Who's going to be in Paris having a blast, sipping on something awesome and eating some croissants or something?
Me. And here's the thing. I didn't tell you this part, is that Paris has been in my mind since 2010. And it took this relationship, the VIP
It took a kidney stone to force it out of her, but so weird. There's no recovery from that one. And it's awesome. I just want to say congrats because it's so cool. And what I think is fun is that, you know, with goal setting, it's like, you know, you're going to see Karen putting these things out there, making it real, because having the plan is awesome. We mapped it out. But what has to happen? She's got to fully commit to doing it. And, you know, I can't plan everything out. And what's cool is that it's a framework. It's what we created in that VIP day. We're going to stay in touch on our calls. But the calls are just course corrections. And now that you've got the plan, you know, do you feel confident? Like, are you going to pull this thing off?
I feel really confident. And I'm seeing myself do things that I haven't done before. So that would be, I have thought about bringing a coach on. And I thought about asking the right person. And the other day, I just sent the email to ask the person.
That's all it takes.
So it's like from taking myself from holding myself back to just going full steam.
She's going B quadrant already. Getting all B on us. So awesome. Round of applause for that. So cool. So I just want everyone to just give a hand for these guys for kicking ass in their business. And thank you so much for sharing. And you guys can grab a seat. The whole point is that when you see it happening in other people, two things happen. One is you're like, wow, I see where they're where I want to be, or they're where I am now, and I see now that's the bridge, that's the linkage, that's connecting the dots to get there. The other thing that can happen is that when you start to hang around people that are making moves and moving and taking action, if you're not taking action, it starts to piss you off. And so it starts, you look around and you're like, I was just at a mastermind with Molly. And Molly just decided to leave her job. And Molly's like going all these awesome directions. And then it's like, if you're not, you're like, crap, I got to really get into gear. And so it's the power of the group. It's the power of having everyone together. It's the power of the energy. It's the power of this room. Could we have broken those boards if we were at home in our hotel rooms by ourselves? You were going to try. I mean, if you think about it, that's the whole thing about being an entrepreneur is when we try and do it all alone, what happens? It's tough. It's not fun. It's tough. We bang our heads against the wooden blocks, the challenges every single day, and it's like, whoa! It's just not fun. It's tough. It's challenging. So, I just wanted to share with you guys and just bring back this moment here of the moment that completely changed everything. You heard some of their aha moments. You heard some of their moment on fire moments, and this is the moment that I had where I was in the exact same spot of just wanting something more. And it really came down to that of just being unhappy, just being stuck, feeling like I created this monster. I was so excited to sell a business, but I actually created this jail for myself, this self-employed, awful situation. And did you hear that with Chatty? Did you hear that with Karen? That we somehow build these self-employed businesses that aren't fun. We need to build B quadrant businesses with leverage. And so when I had that moment after selling the business and I was on the balcony, I was literally crying and wondering why I was so unhappy and so unfulfilled. A big part of that was being alone. I didn't have love and I had anyone to live life with or do life with. And it was at that point when I was like, you know what? Selling my business and working with that corporate client and not having fun anymore, just not what I wanted to do. And it took that experience of breaking and finally making that decision after all the stuff I did as an entrepreneur anyway. I was always trying and doing stuff, but it took that point to finally hit that bottom or hit that wall or the pressure cooker to be just tight enough on me to just snap and say, I need a better way. I need to find help. I need to get a coach. I need to bring someone on to help me break through all this stuff because I can't just keep doing it on my own. I just can't do it. It was just becoming so frustrating and so unhappy, and I was becoming so unhappy as a part of it. And so, and you heard my story of hiring a coach, and that was the breakthrough for me. That's wild that it shifted and it created this life on fire experience, and it actually turned into me being so passionate about it, about the mission, about the movement, that now I'm a coach. Like, it's just crazy how that all that transpired, but by taking the fast action and making the commitment to doing it. So I want you to just think about what we've been talking about this whole weekend, which is you've got the what way that's over here, the fire marshal way, and the new way. And I think we've done a lot of stuff thus far this weekend to break through those beliefs, to break through those boards, to get us from the old way of thinking to the new way. You know, that panel was a representation of every one of us. every single person. There's no entrepreneur that doesn't make that shift from the old way to the new way. It's just a matter of when. When is the shift going to occur? How much are you going to go through? How long is Adam going to, was he going to drink himself literally until he almost died? Until he finally made that shift and crossed that line. God help. May not have been a business coach, but it's the same thing. God help. Now he's made a decision to be here and to live his life on fire. Is he going to go out and, you know, set the world on fire tomorrow? I think so. No. We'll see. We'll see. You know, you're searching and he's here just like all of us to ignite that movement within and make that shift. But the point is that we don't have to wait for a near-death experience to make the shift and cross the line. You know, that's why we broke through boards. That's why we walked on glass. And I just want to encourage you, it's something that I think of is we all have to think about timing and when we want to make those shifts. So I just think about it as, isn't it time you start living your life on fire now? Can I get a hell yeah for that? Isn't it time you start living your life on fire right now? Can we get a yes? Let's go with a 1, 2, 3, yes. 1, 2, 3, yes. 1, 2, 3, yes. This is the whole thing. This is why we're here, is to live a life on fire. When?
Now.
Now. We broke through boards last night. We did the unthinkable. We walked on freaking glass. And could everyone walk today? Yeah, we're fine. We did it. We broke through. So, well, PJ. He missed it. Well, he broke through in a different way, and it was awesome. So I just want to, and on a serious note, guys, I mean, this is big. I mean, this is something that we all have to face. And this is the big question. It's just, if not now, when? If not now to face your fears, if not now to break through, if not now to get the business to the next level, because the reality is we all learned things yesterday. We all broke through together. We all learned some marketing stuff, but if not apply it now, when's it going to happen? That's the question. And you should be asking yourself, if I don't do it now, when's it going to happen? And why? Why wait? Why not have a life on fire this year? Now, 2014, and crush it in 2015. And if not you, who? And the thing is, you heard me talking with Karen, is that we may have done that VIP day. Lots of good things have happened on that day and helped her expand her thinking. But who is going to create and run that business? Karen, right? And it's, if not you, who? You can't put your dreams on just someone else. You get the resources, you get the help to get to that desired place you want to go, to that right side, but it's you that has to make the change. Did you notice last night that you had to break that board? You had to fully break through that board. Someone couldn't come up and break it for you. Wouldn't have been the same, would it? You had to ultimately break that board and make it happen. And so what I want to talk about here right now is, you just heard from some of our fire starters. And what I want to share with you is how we can help, how I can help. Because what basically has happened so far is we've taught about mindset, we've taught about breaking through, and we've gotten a lot of questions, and we've gotten a lot of questions about asking how can we further help them get to that next level faster. And all I'm simply going to do is share some information on that. I'm going to share with you exactly what it is, how we can help. There's absolutely zero pressure in this. And why is that? Because quite frankly, I won't work with just anybody. Why is that? Because I am so f-ing clear on who my target market is. I will only work with people that are willing to absolutely smash it in 2015. I will only work with people that are willing to break through a board and then come up to another board and break through that board. I'm only willing to work with people that are going to go and push it to a whole new level. And if you're not willing to be outside your comfort zone, it's not even an option of being near the inside circle as a fire starter. And so I want you to know that by sharing this information, this is to let you know what we're doing. We're so fired up. I'm so passionate about creating success stories. And it has to be for the right person. So I would take a deep breath and take any pressure off. This is not, I think at this point you've known me as, this is not some crazy, cheesy, just pitch offer like a used car salesman. This is something that is truly a life-changing offer for those who are ready. You know, you heard it from Andrea. I'm the kind of guy, I don't just want to work with everyone, and I'm not out to just grab money from people. This is if it's truly right for you, and we can truly create a breakthrough, and investing with us is going to lead into multiple six figures in your business, we're going to make it happen. Does that make sense? Say aye.
Aye.
That makes sense? Say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. So here's the thing. The Firestarter Pro coaching program is designed to help you have fast breakthrough. And the reason it's designed to do that is because we want to start with that first shift of getting to $10,000 plus per month. Because when you have revenue, it unlocks all kinds of things that we can do in your business. Because if you give me an Andrea Bouget and you give me a Karen and we are at a spot where we can advertise in that business, how fast can we turn those ad dollars into revenue? How fast can we take the $2,000 and flip it into $20,000? Shoot, Kathy Wagner, who's not even on this stage, inspired Karen to even consider working with me. And it's the same story over and over again, is taking those Facebook ad dollars and flipping that into more revenue. And so the whole thing is that if you're not at a spot where you can do that, we want to think of how can you make that happen, find a way to make it happen. It's like if I had a $100,000 check and as a lottery ticket and it only cost you $20,000, what would you do? Would you find it? Would you get it? How fast would you do it? I think when we did the exercise, it was how quick would we do it? What would we do to get it? And so the whole thing is that we have been talking about money because it makes your life easier. It creates leverage to do amazing things, but it is by no means the purpose of this program. Money is something that will help you create that leverage and build a B quadrant business, but it is by no means what all this coaching is about. But the first step is we do want to get to that $10,000 per month. And that's an extra. So if you're already in business, I love that. I love working with people that already have a solid foundation that we can work from. So what it comes with, and this is just really simple stuff, but very powerful all at the same time, because what it comes with is a VIP day. So you heard the experience with Karen, heard the experience with Andrea. And what's awesome about how we structure the VIP day is that this is set up in a way for us to sit down, ideally face-to-face. It doesn't have to happen face-to-face if you don't want to incur the time to travel or if you don't want to incur the cost to do that. But the thing is that we get together and we spend that time together to fully figure out exactly what you want. And the plan that Karen wanted when we first sat down was not Operation Paris that she had when she left. Not even close. Oh, they're right there. And that is what creates that life on fire, right? It's the time spent with someone outside looking in and helping you tweak and make those improvements. And that's something that I've found is my competitive edge. This is what makes me happy. This is why I found a way to carve out that time to meet with Karen. This is why I'm super selective on who we do this with, because I love the feeling and I live for that feeling, kind of like what we had last night of like seeing someone at the board and they can't break, and I come over and I'm like, dude, just hit over here, and they smash through it. It's like, I live for that. I live for success stories. I live for what?
Success
stories. And so the thing is that with the VIP days, I've just figured out through all this training and coaching that we've got to focus on really where our biggest leverage points are. And for me, that's VIP days. That's where I create the most amount of leverage for my clients, and I create the most amount of lift. And we do that in VIP days. We also do it in masterminds. And so I love the interaction. And so that's why this is part of this program. That's why this is designed to help you create that plan. And we've got a clear plan. What can you do with that plan? Can you implement that plan and make it happen if you have the plan in front of you? It's a heck of a lot easier. And so the second piece to this, to becoming a Firestarter Pro, is masterminds. And so a mastermind is just, simply put, it's a collection of like-minded entrepreneurs. It's a collection of our fire starters. We do it in different areas. We've done it in San Diego. We rented a house in Arizona, and we all live together in one mansion with, God knows, 40 beds in it and crazy. But the whole thing is that at a mastermind, we have experiences like this. We have peak emotional experiences. We have breakthroughs. And typically a mastermind is quite a bit more focused, where we're drilling down on your business and your strategy. The goal is for every single person to leave there with a plan. So we go there to work. We go there to bust our butts and put in some time. But the cool thing is that having a mastermind just working, is that a life on fire? No. A life on fire is we have it where it's, you know, the third day, You know, we rented a beautiful yacht and we kicked it. We had fun. We bring in other speakers, other guests, and we're always trying to outdo our last mastermind. We're always trying to over-deliver in that during unit and make it better and better and better. And that's where people gel. That's where relationships are built. That's where friendships are built. That's where Ignite babies happen. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't know why I keep saying that, but I just think it's funny. But these things are just super powerful, and I love that. And so for 2015, the reason why we have this program is just because it's, again, it's one of those things where it's like you want to spend your energy doing things that you truly love to do. And I love these masterminds. And it's just so much fun because that's just, it's a closer touch where we can create more breakthroughs with more people faster. And that's what's so much fun. So the masterminds are awesome, designed to help you create a plan. We have four of them. So we have four masterminds. And we have two of them that are virtual. So we are making sure that you're never alone. Six masterminds in a year is a lot. The cool thing is two of them are virtual. And the nice thing is that when you're plugged in and you're not alone, you stay on pace, you stay on track. So the next thing, number three here, is we have weekly profit activator calls. And so this is a huge shift for us in 2015. We've been doing these every week since Life on Fire started. And what's so cool is that this is a way where we're able to get questions answered. This is a way we're able to stay in touch fast. This is a way we get access. You know, people are always saying like, I've got a question, things like that. And you know what? As you become more successful, you're going to find that you've got to, you know, charge for your time too, you know? And what's cool is that this is a way we get to interact, we have to overcome things on a regular basis. But the cool thing is that on these calls, there's a track to run on. We're going to be teaching content as we go. So having, you know, Valerie on as one of our coaches and going through Facebook ads, if you don't have the budget to bring on someone full-time to run your ads for you, which I know I didn't when I started, awesome. You'll be plugged right into our Facebook track. And in that Facebook track, we'll be going through the content, how to do all the steps in the Facebook track, you know, and how to sell on webinars, how to get customers. So we're going to be kicking off these weekly calls in January, and it's going to be about first, we're going to make sure we have our goals dialed in. We've got a 12-month plan. We're going to crush it in 2015. And we're going to lead with revenue. We've got to make sure that we're bringing in revenue first to the business. And then as we go throughout the year, we're going to go month after month, different style lesson after different style lesson, all the way through everything from bringing in revenue, running ads, brand building, all the way to time management. You know, how do you build a team? People are, you know, think about outsourcing, delegating, being a B quadrant business. Crazy thing is that you can be a B quadrant business way faster than you think. There are virtual assistants for $5 an hour that speak English that you can have. And there's so many ways to help get you to the spot where you're building a leveraged business. Number four is having a one-on-one accountability call. So you've heard some names like AZ and AJ. These are our coaching staff. We've got Valerie here as well. We've got a whole team of coaches. And the thing is that if we're left to our own devices, isn't it possible that we sometimes get off track? No. Julian says no. And that's what happens sometimes. It's like we know if we go to the gym, if we want to lose weight, we know if we go to the gym, you know, if we move more and eat less, we're going to lose weight. But do we always do it? No, right? And so do you think that your business would be better off if you had an accountability coach? Raise your hand. Say aye. If your business would be better with an accountability coach, raise your hand and say aye. Right? Here's the thing. If you do anything with us or nothing, get yourself a coach, period. That is just a message of this part, is that we're all better off with a coach, right? So that is super important, because it's having a coach that got me to do this, and this event changed Life on Fire's trajectory, changed my life forever. This has been an experience that I'll never forget. This is a Moment on Fire experience, and I think we've got a lot of awesome people here, and we've got amazing things that happened last night and today. So make sure you've got that accountability call. Next, we have a one-on-one skill call, and this is for those questions that pop up where it's like, you know what? I've got this Infusionsoft thing, and it runs my business, but how do I make it do X, Y, and Z so that I don't have to spend 3 hours a day on that activity? Or, you know, that's where it's like, all right, cool. You'd like to hop on. You can cash in that one of those monthly calls and hop on the phone with maybe Molly. You could cash in that skill call and hop on directly with Valerie. I don't know how many people have asked us this weekend that they want us to run their ads. And, you know, that's something that we excel at. Like, you've heard our anchor client stories. And you know what? You know, Val and I, we partnered up in this business, and the beautiful thing is that we don't want to run your ads. We want to empower you and give you access to Val on these calls where you can learn how to run your own ads. If you're at a point where you can, you know, you make the investment, if you want to hire someone, we've got plenty of people that you can hire to run your ads completely for you too. But if you're not at that level, we've got these calls designed to help you get you where you want to go. Number six, video on demand training. So this is what Rebecca was talking about, where, you know, you built up your email list, you did the virtual summits, and so we've got thousands of dollars of courses, thousands and thousands of dollars of courses, $11,552 of courses. And the thing is that these are courses that I've spent a tremendous amount of time, money, and energy to learn through experience and work with these clients. And then we take what we learn and take the best stuff and we just bust it all out and put it into, you know, video tutorials with fast action sheets that you follow along. And what's cool is that if you follow it, what I love about Rebecca is that she just follows these courses and she's making some awesome things happen. So that's another thing that's available. So you just get instant access to all that stuff as a Firestarter Pro too. So at the end of the day, being in the Firestarter Pro group and mastermind, our goal, our mission for you is to create a success story. And it's all about helping to increase profits. And I want to make sure that you're reducing hours worked. But here's the caveat, that this isn't about just being lazy or they're going to do it for us. It's we want you to spend your time and energy focusing on making more profits in your business so that you can invest those profits, build a B quadrant business, build a what business? A B quadrant business, so that you don't have to work as many hours. We all have to make that shift from the left side all the way over to the right side. Get from the E to the S, then to B. And you need profits to get to that other side, to get to the right side. So a summary of everything that we've got going on here with the Firestarter Pro is a VIP day with me. We sell those for $10,000. And you know, we've proved it time and time again that a $10,000 investment in the VIP day is something that, you know, for Andrea, would she have paid $10,000 for an extra 1.5? Maybe. You know, and so that's something that we charge for $10,000. We've got the four in-person masterminds, $20,000. We charge $5,000 if we're going to have a guest attendee at one of our masterminds. We've got $4,000 for the two virtual masterminds. Weekly profit activator calls is $12,000. Monthly one-on-one accountability calls, $3,000. Monthly one-on-one skill calls, $3,000. Instant access to video training, $11,552. Total value, $63,552. I can stand here with complete confidence that this is worth every penny of that and a lot more. Because how long do you want to bang on that wood or go through the challenges alone or be surrounded by a team of people that can help you get there faster? And at the end of the day, we've proven that we can create success stories. We've proven that we can help people. And it just comes down to, if not now, when? When would you want to do it? You know, and that's the purpose of this event is, and I'm going to push this and drive this home because whether we work together or not, you know, we're only bringing on a few people. You know, there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many VIPs, P days I can physically do. But the cool thing is that every one of us has the opportunity to make that decision and to figure out when do you want to make that happen in your life with your life on fire? If not now, when? You know, and whether it's working with us as a fire starter, whether that's hiring a coach, whatever that may be, I encourage you to bring on a coach in your business to get that lifestyle faster. And so the price for Firestarter Pro is very simple. I'm going to lay this out very simple. Right now, we're doing applications. So you can, for $500, you can put down a deposit. It's very simple, $500. How much? $500 for a deposit. That deposit will be written on a little card, and you can hand in that card for $500, and we'll then give you an application. So why are we doing an application? Because we've been teaching this whole time, the value of working with people who are perfect for you, that you know you can get results, is what it's all about. We will not take someone on that we know we don't think we can get you results. Now, the cool thing is that we've got a lot of skill sets. We've worked with people that from all walks of life. Someone that is saying, Nick, I need to figure out who I want to be when I grow up, to working with someone like Andrew Bouget, who has a business that we're taking to the next level. So what I encourage you to do is to think about it and say, all right, like Andrea said, have that conversation with the Life on Fire resource table. have that conversation, fill out that application, and see what we can do for you and for your business, and see how fast we can take you from where you're at now to where you want to go, and how much we can shortcut that process for you. So the way I look at that is we talk about investing in ourselves, we talk about going from the left side, the fire chief side, to the right side. What is that, a $500 deposit? If you're not a fit, and if we're not able to take you on, then get that money back. So there's technically no risk in that point of the process, right? So the thing from there is, you know, if you're accepted into the Firestarter Pro program, then you have a choice as far as how you'd like to pay. So if you'd like to save money, then it's just $14,500, and that'd be a full-time payment or full pay upfront, just one payment, $14,500. Now, the benefit of doing a full pay is because you're going to save a whole bunch of money by doing that. The other benefit is that what's crazy in all of the coaching is that when there's a full pay, there's like a commitment, like, I'm f***ing way over here with the board. I'm like through 19 boards. Like, let's do this thing and let's roll. And the reason why free coaching never works is because no one ever does anything. You need what in the game? You need skin in the game. You have to. When I plunked down 36 grand to work with Suzanne, I had what in the game? I was freaked out, but I had what in the game? And I made a decision. I made it what? I did make it fast, but I made a decision. I made it right. And when you have that much skin in the game, you take action and you get it done. And so the whole thing is that's our full pay option, $500 deposit today on a little card. It goes to the back table, the Life and Fire resource table. You get an application. Take a look at this thing. You want to fill it out correctly. We're going to then do a welcome lunch. The welcome lunch is to break down, to go through the applications. It's really special. We have a good time together. It's a long lunch tomorrow. And we sit down and we talk with you. And we sit down and we figure out, you know, if someone is in a situation where, you know, they have a couple questions, awesome. Have that faith in yourself. Make that deposit. If we decide you're not the right fit, then get that money back. But I would say take that step to join us at the lunch. So the next option is the flex payment plan. So at the end of the day, I know that if you put in $15,000 and you're accepted, and I know that you can make an extra $10,000 a month at least, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, building your business the right way, the fast way, with our help, with our assistance, with our accountability. But I'm gonna make it a little bit easier. And so as far as breaking up the payments, we've got this flex pay. And it's the same exact process. It's $500 on a deposit. Same thing, the deposit goes to the back of the room, they give you an application, we consider the application. Now, the difference from there is that we've got a few days that are gonna go by where we're gonna be looking at the applications. And we're gonna be having those conversations that I talked about, that Andrea talked about. You know, and whether we look at you and say, you know what, yes, we can genuinely make this happen, we can help you get to that six-figure mark, we can help you achieve those goals, then there'd be an additional $2,500 deposit. So you're into it for $500. For how much? $500 deposit that you get back if you're not approved. And then from there, it would be $2,500 would be the initial payment. And then afterwards, it'd be 11 payments of $1,497 per month. And here's the thing. If you put up that investment, you make a fast decision, you put up the deposit card, you're a little scared, you feel the fear, and you look at it and say, you know what? That fear that I'm feeling, is that the old way of thinking that's been keeping me small this whole time? Or is that the new way of thinking? And at the end of the day, I want you to make that decision. I want you to make that informed, fast decision where if you trust me, you trust the Life on Fire team, and you are confident that you would do anything. Like Karen, once she has her plan dialed in, she was willing and is willing to do anything to break through the challenges and boards to go get that. And if that's you, make that decision, come to this side. And here's the cool thing. A $500 deposit, that is a deposit, that is your skin in the game in the short term, that at the flex pay, you're talking about a total of $3,000 up front in a first month. And then in 60 days, a payment of $1,497. In 60 days, that's $4,500. In 90 days, that's $6,000. If we can't create revenue and breakthrough in 90 days, then the whole thing's gone to hell and you weren't the right fit. But the cool thing is that that won't happen because all we need to do is have that application filled out and we've got a few spots and we're going to make sure that the folks that come on board are the perfect fit. And we know exactly the results that we can create for you guys. So here's a total, here's the application process. This is part of the card that you would be turning in to the back. And basically there's a few things that it says. It says, I'm ready to commit and to do what it takes. How many people are ready to commit and to do what it takes? Say I. I'm ready to make an extra 10,000 bucks per month. How many people would like to make an extra 10,000 bucks per month? Say I, right? You know, I don't want to wait any longer. Say I if you don't want to wait any longer.
I
do what I say. Let's do that one again. How are you guys like, no, I don't do what I say. I lie all the time. I do what I say. I take massive action. What side is that on? Is that old way or new way? You guys walked on freaking glass last night and broke the boards. You take action. Say I. All right. I will take responsibility and not make excuses. Say I. That is one thing. No matter what happens from here on out, whether you're approved or not, taking massive action and not making excuses is what everything is about as being an entrepreneur and being on what side?
The right side.
The right side, being a B. And I want you guys to think of this one last thing. And it's the, if not now, when? This is the thing I was thinking about on that balcony. This is the thing that should be eating you alive right now. If I'm pissing you off, good. If I'm pissing you off, it's because you've got something inside you that's been wanting to come out, that's been stuck for so long, but you've been alone, banging your head on the wall for so long. And I represent, and I don't feel bad about it, I represent the guy that's pushing that right now. Some of you don't like that? Good. I'm the guy, you came here for a change, whether it's me working with you or someone else, we need that help. We all have that breakthrough, have the change to go from being the guy on the balcony crying to the guy that changed his life. And now we're here doing this. And so what I want to encourage you to do is really think about, if not now, when's it going to happen? How many years are going to keep going by? If not 2015, when's it going to be? And so all I want you to do is to think about the old way of thinking. Think about the you that came into this event before you smashed the board, before you stomped that thing into smithereens, right? Before you surround yourself with amazing people. Think of the old you, you know, someone that maybe made excuses or felt alone. And think of what it's like to be empowered in the right community and get the right help and let me personally help you in this business. So join me on the right side. Fill this thing out. Let us see what we can do for you. Join me on the right side and let's make some money together and live a life on fire. So that's it. We're going to pass these things out. Bam!